Howling, accompanied by growling, woke Anna from a deep sleep. The sound was coming from right outside. Rising from the warm comfort of the bed, she tiptoed across the cold floor to the window and peeked outside. She couldn't see anything. Bacon barked, the sound loud and deep, threatening.
"Hush,"
she heard Levi command the dog. But still, he gave a deep-throated growl. Something was wrong. A trickle of fear snaked down her spine, causing her to shiver. Wrapping a blanket around her, she walked to the bedroom door and opened it. The glow of the fireplace cast an eerie glimmer in the darkened house and reflected off the dog, who stood at attention beside Levi.
"What's that noise?"
she asked. Levi was pulling his boots on. "A pack of wolves. I think they're trying to find a way into the barn. They must be hungry."
"You're not going out there, are you?"
she asked, her heart racing, her chest tightening as she realized the danger.
"I have to protect my livestock," he said,
standing to grab his coat off the rack. He gazed at her in the semi-light.
"Don't let Bacon out."
Picking up the rifle sitting by the entrance, he pulled open the door and stepped outside, taking a piece of her heart with him. Anna stood frozen to the spot, shaking as he walked into the snow and cold to face the waiting pack of wolves. Needing to do something, she put coffee on to heat, knowing he'd be cold when he returned. At the sound of a shot, she jumped, her chest tightening more as panic clenched her insides. Bacon came to her and whined, looking up expectantly, and she sank onto the couch and held the giant dog, giving comfort to the animal and herself. While she knew he had to protect the animals, she feared he would get hurt. What would she do if he was injured? What would she do if he was killed? She'd been here over a week. The time had come for her to step up and help. She needed to learn what to do in case Levi became incapacitated. As his wife, it would be her job to care for their livestock. The growling intensified, and another shot rang out in the dark. Then there was silence, except for her rapidly beating heart. She wanted to throw open the door, run outside, and make certain he was all right, but worried the dog would take that moment to dash out, and then Levi would have to chase him down in the snow. For 30 minutes she waited for him to come through that door. Fear gnawed at her insides, and she wondered if he was safe. At the thought of him injured or hurt, or even dying, her chest ached and her heart pounded. Levi was a good man she was starting to have feelings for. And now he was out in the snow facing danger, and she hadn't expressed or showed him how she felt. Just when she was about to don winter clothes and go searching for him, the door opened and Levi walked in. She ran to him and threw herself in his arms.
"I was so scared you'd been hurt."
He held her against his chest, his cold nose pressed against the side of her neck, his lips close to her ear.
"They managed to get one of my calves, and were fighting over the meat. I killed two of them before they took off, and then I had to bury the bodies in the snow, until I can either burn or drag them far enough away not to attract other animals."
He set the rifle on the floor, just as the blanket slipped from her fingers, and he pressed into her.
"Anna."
Turning her head, his lips found hers, his mouth covering, claiming her with a passion she could no longer deny. A hot, demanding need rose in her, clamoring for consummation. Her body thrummed, every nerve tightly wound with an urgency she'd never experienced. She could feel his arousal, solid against her center, and, God help her, she wanted more than just the feel of him against her pelvis. Finally, she put her hand on his chest and broke the kiss, her breathing heavy as she stared up into his emerald eyes.
"I fixed you coffee," she gasped.
When he stepped away from her, she picked up the blanket and returned it to her shoulders.